Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock and the October 8th, 2025 regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Big Bear Airport District is now called to order. At this time, will you all please stand and join me in the pledge? Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mission statement. The Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Roll call and introduction. Rebecca Cannon, Board Fellow.
Board members, when I call your name, please signify that you're present at today's meeting. Hopefully you're here. Director Lawrence?
Here.
Director Krause?
Here.
Director Gardner?
Here.
Thank you. And the record will reflect that President Castillo and Vice President Lindstrom are absent from today's meeting. Also present, we have General Manager Ryan Goss, Administrative Manager Abby Erickson, Administrative Assistant Ariel Valenzuela, and myself, Rebecca Cannon, Board Secretary.
Number four, approval of agenda. Do any board members wish to make any changes to the agenda? Would somebody like to make a motion to approve the agenda?
I will make the motion to second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Public comments. A person wishing to comment on a non-agenda item should approach the podium and wait for the president to recognize him or her. Unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all comments are limited to 3 minutes each and an overall total of 15 minutes. A speaker cannot allot their time to others. Comments on agenda items. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comments section on the agenda. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note that if you wish to address the board on items not listed on the posted agenda, the Brown Act does not allow for discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not publicly noticed. Therefore, the board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information, or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. Do you have any problem? Number six, Big Bear Airport's Pilot Association.
The association has nothing to report this evening.
Nothing to report.
Probably next month.
Consent agenda 7.1 approval of meeting minutes from September 10th, 2025, regular meeting, and 7.2 year-to-date financial reports from August 2025. Does anybody, do any directors have any comments or questions for staff?
No.
I'm going to approve
Can I second?
Sure.
I second.
Okay, Director Gardner moved to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting held on September 10th, 2025, and to accept for filing the year-to-date financial reports as presented. Director Lawrence seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. Thank you. Motion passed with all directors present voting aye.
Full consent agenda items and none. Number nine, business matters. 9.1, discussion and possible adoption of resolution number 2025-07, a resolution of the Board of Directors of the Big Bear Airport District fixing the contribution under the Public Employees Medical and Hospital Care Act at an equal amount for employees and utilism. Do our directors have any comments or questions for this? Does anyone from the public have any comments or questions? Somebody want to
other issues? We had a brief report.
Oh, sorry. I got the manager.
So this is a kind of standard housekeeping that we do for a month of September for airport employees and the annuitants. As you can see through the staff report, this is just, we do this every September. We fix the total amount that is allotted to the employees and the annuitants. And this will take effect January 1st, 2026 for that calendar year. For CalPERS, we will be sending this off to CalPERS. One thing I would like to change, so nothing of the resolution is changing cost or anything except for the center section of how it's laid out, where it shows the monthly employer health contribution. Make it more simplistic. It's basically going to just say airport employees. It's going to remove the elected officials and the management, and it's going to give us a one cost of what you guys approved, which was $2,800 as a quote unquote cafeteria plan for the employees to select a medical provider at that cost. And that's it. Everything else is the same within that resolution. And if the public wants to review that, I can show them the updated draft of that.
What is managed? What did that even mean? I know you eliminated it to keep it simple, but why was it there in the first place?
So, again, this is a generic resolution that comes from CalPERS, and we literally just input those numbers. There are some agencies where their elected officials, their board members do get benefits, medical benefits, and some of the larger companies, the management is separated from the active employees. And that's, so we just kind of use that generic one year after year after year. So, yeah.
Questions from the public? So now we're ready for
Yeah, I'll make a motion. And I'll move the adoption of resolution number 2025-07, which is fixing the contribution on the Public Employees Medical and Hospital Care Act at an equal amount for employees and annuitants. And should we say as amended?
Yes.
As amended.
I'll second it.
Okay, Director Kloss move to approve and adopt resolution number 2025-07 as amended by staff. Director Gardner second the motion. At this time, I'll do a roll call vote. Director Gardner?
Aye.
Director Kloss?
Aye.
Director Lawrence?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion to approve and adopt resolution number 2025-07 has passed. Resolution as amended has passed with all directors present voting aye.
Okay. 9.2, discussion and possible approval of an agreement for legal services with OZ Attorney. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Manager.
Is it?
You just lost your benefit?
Yeah. So in March of 2015, the district entered into a retainer agreement with Cole Huber for legal services. Betsy Martin, who has been the airport's legal counsel, I would say probably 30 years she's been our legal counsel. Cole Huber is disbanding essentially. And we're going to go back to using Betsy like we have. So to ensure continuity of legal services, staff recommends that the board approve the new agreement with Elizabeth L. Martin The proposed agreement mirrors the existing retainer agreement dated March 1st of 2015 and maintains the same hourly costs. Upon this agreement, Ms. Martin will continue to provide general counsel services to the district at the previous established hourly rate of $200 an hour. This will provide stability and continuity as she is already familiar with the district operations, policies, and legal matters. So I'm asking that the staff recommends that we approve that agreement with Elizabeth for her legal services, replacing the prior March 1st, 2015 agreement with Cole Huber.
Questions?
My past experience with that's a lot of very positive. Don't necessarily always like the legal opinion she gives, but I have a lot of faith in the legal opinions. So, who knows this?
Director Bunny? I agree with the continuity. I think it's a good decision to keep her. Anybody from the public have comments or questions?
I'll make a motion to approve approve the agreement for legal services with Elizabeth Martin.
I'll second.
Hey, Director Kress, move to approve the legal services agreement with Elizabeth Van Martin. Director Lumen, seconded the motion. This time we'll do a roll call vote. Director Gardner?
Aye.
Director Kress?
Aye.
Director Martin?
Aye.
Thank you. The motion to approve the legal services agreement with Elizabeth L. Martin plus Fox, with all directors present voting aye.
Manager's report, members.
Thank you. Well, as you can see out in the project, it's been a busy month. I think in September, we didn't have any steel up. And so at this point, structural steel is complete. They're putting up the last parts of the roof, which are called purlins. That's what the roof membrane will be attaching to. But since that time, along with the steel being erected and the purlins being put in, we've done a majority of the underground. We got our electrical vault in place where Bear Valley Electric came out and did that inspection. We did our road crossing last week. So Big Tree was closed for a week while we put our conduits in for the electrical service to the power pole. We did our sewer tie-in to the main line out there, which was about 15 feet deep that we had to dig down to. And then we also got our gas service put in on the property as well. As you can see, they're putting together our wood truss system. Those are the six gables that are going to protrude out from the building. There's two out the south, two out the north, and then one on the east and west side as well. Those will probably, they're being assembled right now. We'll probably stand those up next week. We have our we have our steel frame stud guy coming in next week. They're going to start putting up the exterior walls. We have our electrical coming in to put in temporary lighting. My goal is to have this thing closed in by first snowfall. So we're on target to do that as long as we don't run into any hiccups with materials and that kind of stuff. Otherwise, project's been going fairly smooth. We just had, when you're dealing with construction, there's always something. So otherwise, we've been able to mitigate all the concerns. It really looks like a building now. You know, it really, really has come to fruition. So it's been good. For operations for the month of August, you can actually see that we had a huge increase in operations. So 2,679 operations. So that's about 1,300, roughly 1,300 more operations than normal. And that is conducive to the fire. We had the fire that was going on to the north of us, but that just shows, you know, you can look on operations per day. I mean, if you look right around August 5th, 4th, over 450 operations in one day. That's a lot of aircraft taking off while still having fixed wing traffic here. So it gets pretty busy around here during fire season, but everybody did great. We sold, I think we sold about 12,000 gallons, 12, 13,000 gallons of fuel that month, which is another huge, you know, indicative of a large fire. Otherwise, operations hasn't been pretty much status quo. As you can probably see, the Sky Crane fire helicopter has since left. He was went off contract October 1st, and we moved the utility company helicopters over to the south side and relocated them on the helicopter pads over here. So that contract is supposed to end somewhere around November 15th, and then by then we should be we shouldn't have really any helicopters, any working helicopters for any utilities or fires after that. And that's about it for my report. Any questions?
What's the date for the first snowfall?
Close to Christmas, because that's you were supposed to have a white Christmas. But that's as far as I'm going.
Some of this stuff just fascinates me. Like, how do they know that it's air taxi? I didn't know we had a taxi.
So, the system is very smart. It also knows how the aircraft is registered. So, if it's registered for a company that has a 135 certificate, they could also be doing training. That's how they do that.
So this is, I mean, we don't really have an air taxi.
We do not.
That thing fell apart.
Yes.
Oh, but, yeah. Okay, that sounds good.
But it breaks down to types of aircraft,
yeah,
operations, you know, so it's been getting better and better since we implemented this a couple years ago. We were the first ones on the West Coast to have this system, and it's come a long way since then.
They still don't know what I'm doing.
You said that the electric company helicopters are ending November 15th?
That's when their contract ends, yes.
They were moved over after a fire move? Is that me?
Forest Service.
Oh, Forest
Service. Yeah, so we had the Forest Service helicopter on the south ramp on the helicopter, on the designated helicopter pads. I had the utility helicopters on the north side of the property, just so we didn't have any conflicts with their long lines. They come in with really long ropes. And if we were to, and we did actually have fires during that time when we had those, that rain event that came through, being able to keep them separated to me was a safety concern. I firmly believe that those pilots know what they're doing, but if I could at least eliminate a little bit of that risk by putting them over on the north side to operate, I did. That helicopter, the Sky Crane, left. They went off contract October 1st, which allowed us to move those other helicopters back over to the designated helicopter pads and operate off of there from that location.
And then the Cal Fire one that's still on the north side, that's for medical.
Well, we don't have a Cal Fire. So there is still one helicopter left over there, which is a utility helicopter, but they don't want to just start it up and fly it over. So when they get dispatched to a job, they will take off from there and then return back to the south side. The air medical helicopter, which is Air Methods, that's the one at midfield at taxiway Bravo, or I'm sorry, Delta there.
And that's kind of their home.
That is their home, yes.
Oh, and then on the operations report where it says overflights, is that like even what altitude? Is that not even commercial flights?
No. No, it's 12,000 and below. Yeah.
12,000.
Yeah.
Committee reports of none. There are first comments. Anybody have anything to add to the present? Mm-hmm. Okay. Next meeting date. Regular Board of Directors meeting on Wednesday, November 12th, 2025 at 4 p.m. Regular. It says regular twice. I don't think I'm supposed to read the second one.
That's my bad, sorry.
Okay, adjournment with no further business. The October 8th, 2025 regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Cooperative District is adjourned at 4:22.
I need which one?
Next messages. 22.
Still number 22.